A group of scientists from around the country are on a three-week expedition studying volcanoes in the Aleutian Islands. As part of that project, Tobias Fisher with the University of New Mexico is using instruments on helicopters to measure the gas composition of volcanic plumes. The work is aimed at improving volcano monitoring. Fisher describes how the volcanic gas makes it to the surface.
Active volcanoes, they are characterized by seismic events and earthquakes and magma moving around. And as the magma moves around, as it gets to lower pressures, it will emit volcanic gases to the surface. And those gases are, sulfur dioxide, water, carbon dioxide, chlorine gases, and so on.
And what you're going to be measuring the composition of these plumes, of the volcanic plumes, what is it that you're seeking to learn about them?
Yeah, so the gas compositions, they depend on a lot of different factors. As I said, as the magma is moving up, gases exhale from the magma. And for example, if magma is coming up to the surface, the least soluble gas will exhale first from the magma. And that would be, in many cases, carbon dioxide. So as the magma moves closer to the surface, the more soluble gases come out of the magma, which are sulfur dioxide and water. So when you, for example, measure gas compositions over an extended period of time with volcanic activity changes, you might see a change in the carbon dioxide to sulfur dioxide ratio. And that ratio can then imply magma moving up towards the surface prior to an eruption. Therefore, volcanic gases are kind of a forecasting tool. If you were able to monitor those compositions over an extended period of time.
How about the longer term goal? What's is the effort to better predict volcanic activity, or are you looking for connections to other deep earth activity such as earthquakes?
Yeah, we are looking at better predicting volcanic activity. And this effort in the Aleutians is part of a larger global effort that allows us to better characterize volcanic emissions, for example, through a network that we are building where we try to more continuously measure volcanic emissions. So In addition to making those forecasts, which are of direct relevance to populations that live close to volcanoes and the Aleutians, to people flying over the islands, which are a lot of people every year. In addition to that, we are hoping to better quantify the amount of gases coming out of volcanoes in remote places like the Aleutians. There haven't been any comprehensive studies in the Aleutians to quantify the amount of carbon dioxide and sulfur dioxide and their sources from those volcanoes. So the Aleutians is a very long volcanic arc with 150 volcanic centers. 50 of those have been historically active. Yet we don't know very well how much of carbon and sulfur is coming out of these volcanoes. So in that respect, it's quite poorly studied, and therefore we hope to kind of fill in the gaps globally.
Tobias Fisher is a researcher with the University of New Mexico.